Tefillah for Life, Shir number 69, Sunday, Parshas Lech Lecha. After we say Birchas HaTeira and Birchas Kehanim, we say Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shir, which is a Mishnah in Meseches Peah. And the Mishnah says, Elu Dvarim She'ein Lohem Shir. These are the items that have no shir, they are endless. Meaning you can do as much as you want. And the Mishnah lists Hapeah v'abikurim v'harayinu gemilas chasadim. The Mishnah lists various mitzvahs, which even a minimal shir, even if you only do a little bit, you fulfill the mitzvah. And the end is v'salmud Torah. Talmud Torah also has no minimal shir. Even if a person learns one word of Torah, he fulfills the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And perhaps that is the underlying reason why we say this Mishnah after Birchas HaTeira. Because we must acknowledge that although a person should try to learn as much as he can, we have to realize that life can sometimes get busy and a person doesn't have the ability necessarily to learn as much as he would like. But a person has to realize that just because you can't learn as much as you want doesn't mean you shouldn't learn. Even if a person has 1 minute, even 10 seconds, to learn, a person should sit down and learn. And that is what the Mishnah is teaching us right in the beginning of the day. After we say Birchas HaTeira, when we are about to face the day and face a day of different nisyonos and different challenges and different workings that we have to deal with, we have to understand that the most important mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Limud HaTeira, there is no minimal shir to it. And even if we don't have the ability to learn as much as we want today, even one word of Torah is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And every second we have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what we are saying in this Mishnah. On one hand, Torah is the most important. But because it is so important, that's why even a minimal shir of Torah is also very important. And it should be given chashivas and it should be given credence. And we should really add that if a person utilizes the small minutes that he has throughout the day to learn, even if he didn't have the ability to learn the rest of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he learned the entire day. Because we have a concept called Machshava Kemaisa. If you want to do it and you can't do it, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam considers it as if you did it. So if a person has the ability to learn in various small minutes throughout the day, and he seizes the opportunity and he learns, then he is demonstrating that Limud HaTorah is so important, and really he would utilize the opportunity for every single second that he has. So then even if he doesn't have the ability, he gets schar as if he learned every single second. But if a person only considers learning Torah when he has a large amount of time, then his schar is much less. Because even if he would have time to learn, he would not necessarily learn unless he had a significant amount of time. So when we appreciate every moment of learning, we are not only enhancing our Limud HaTorah, but we are giving ourselves schar even for the time that we don't learn. Just for the desire to be able to learn, every single second that we have the ability to, that gives us schar as if we learn every single second. Because Limud HaTorah doesn't have a shear.